This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. It is very important for us as Muslims to be connected to the Islamic Hijri calendar. So many acts of worship that we do are tied to the Islamic calendar, even many of the pillars of Islam. The upcoming month of Ramadan, for example, is tied to that knowledge. The zakat that we pay, in fact, is based on the lunar calendar. Knowing when the beginning of Hajj is tied to that calendar. So it's very important for us to know the beginning of the Islamic months. Today's dua is a very important dua. It's a profound dua that we make at the beginning of the month. It helps us to start the month off right. And it is a dua that is so important that the companions would learn it the way that they learn a surah of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Hisham, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, كَانَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يَتَعَلَّمُونَ هَذَا الدُّعَاءَ كَمَا يَتَعَلَّمُونَ السُّورَةَ مِنُ الْقُرْآنِ. He says, radiallahu anhu, that the companions, and he was a young companion. He was so young that when his mother took him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the bay'ah to pledge the allegiance, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he's too young, and he wiped him on the head and he made dua for him. So he's telling us about the other companions. He said that the companions of the Prophet used to learn this dua the way that they would learn a surah from the Quran, إِذَا دَخَلَ الشَّهْر, and when the shahr, when the month would enter, that is at the beginning of the new month, the new Hijri month, they would say, Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa jiwarin min ash-shaytan wa ridwanin min ar-rahman. O Allah, enter this month upon us with aman, security, and iman, true faith, wa salama, safety, and islam, that is the outward manifestations of your faith, right? The practice of Islam. وَجِوَارٍ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and protection from the shaitan, and the pleasure and acceptance of Ar-Rahman. Now, even though we're only going to say this dua once during the month of Ramadan, and that's at the very beginning, we should learn this dua and say it at the beginning of every month, every lunar month, for the rest of our lives. And we should stick to it. And so that's why we've included this dua in Ramadan dua on repeat, even though we're only saying it once in the month of Ramadan. So let's look at the components of this dua. There are four major components of dua. First, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-aman and iman. That is for security and for faith. Why security? Why is it the first thing, subhanAllah, that the companions would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? It's because security is the foundation. Establishing the religion, the protection of the deen, the protection of yourself, your wealth, and so forth, all depends upon having security. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam, when making dua for Mecca, asked that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a baladan aminan, a secure land. Because we need that security in our persons, we need that security for society as a whole in order to be able to establish everything else. Now, part of this means that people are also secure from your harm. So when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for security, it's a total package that people don't harm you and that you are not harming other people. You're also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for iman, al-iman, that you have strong faith, that you're not shaken by shubuhat and doubts that come from here and there. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to start this month renewing your faith, renewing your relationship with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And iman is actually one of the root causes for security. Because with true iman, a person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching them. They don't want to do anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to do anything that is going to disrupt society and bring harm to the overall population. So it's very important that we start the dua with Amen and Iman. And then they would say, Wassalamati wal Islam. And as-salam means safety. That is, you're safe from anything that would harm your deen and anything that would harm your dunya. And Islam, when combined with Iman, Iman is talking about your faith, whereas Islam is talking about the expression of that faith, the manifestations of that faith, your salat, your zakat, your fasting, and so on and so forth. And so asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the very beginning of the month that you fulfill the obligations that you have to Him throughout that month. And a protection from shaitan, wajiwarin min ash-shaitan. Why? Because subhanAllah, shaitan told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know from the Quran, that he is going to attack man. He's going to come from various angles. And he has an objective. And that is to make us ungrateful. That we don't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the whispers of shaitan, who wants to tempt us to use the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to disobey Allah. He wants us to use those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to disobey our Creator. And we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that and to make us, in fact, from the people of gratitude, those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. And then we say, وَرِضْوَانٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ. That is the pleasure and the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah azza wa jal is pleased with you that month, who else's pleasure do you desire? If Allah Azza wa Jalla accepts you, then whose rejection are you concerned about? And so reminding yourself at the very beginning of that month and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you pleasing to Him, to make you acceptable to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the ultimate goals. And you just think about this dua, which is so encompassing, that you would make that at the beginning of every month, so that you're almost renewing this relationship that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we mentioned that this is a dua that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make, that they would learn it the way that they learned the Quran, that they would dedicate themselves to it, that they would repeat it. Many of you may have heard a similar dua attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is true, that there is a dua that is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would say at the beginning of the month. However, the great scholars of hadith like Abu Dawud al-Sijistani and others have said that this dua is not authentic, and there is no authentic dua traceable to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it relates to seeing the hilal at the beginning of the month or the beginning of the month entering. So what we should memorize, inshallah, is this dua that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa jiwarin min ash-shaytan wa ridwanin min ar-rahman. Learn this dua, memorize it, teach it to others. Jazakumullahu khairan.